data, 80% of illegals freed by sanctuary cities commit more crimes. By John Binder on October 25, 2019. Up to 80% of criminal illegal aliens who are released by sanctuary jurisdictions across the United States will commit additional crimes and victimize more Americans, federal immigration data reveals. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, official Timothy Robbins said that anywhere between 40 to 80% of criminal illegal aliens who are released by sanctuary jurisdictions go on to commit more crime. When aliens walk out the front of the jail that could have been handed over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for removal proceedings, they have the opportunity to commit additional crimes, Robbins said. What we've seen, and depending on the report you look at, anywhere from 40 to 80% of those who have committed crimes will reoffend. In that regard, what we're seeing is crimes that could be preventable. The human cost who are being victimized and hurt by criminal aliens that ICE had the ability to remove from this country, Robbins said. The data indicates that up to 80% of crimes committed by sanctuary-freed illegal aliens could have been prevented if those suspects had been turned over to ICE for arrest and deportation. In June, a 35-year-old illegal alien was given only 12 months in prison for raping a disabled woman in the sanctuary county of King County, Washington. Immediately after his release from prison, the illegal alien allegedly hunted down his rape victim and attacked her, as Breitbart News reported, and he remains wanted by police. Legislation filed in the Senate, supported by Angel Families, would allow Americans and legal immigrants to sue sanctuary jurisdictions when they or their loved ones are victimized by illegal aliens who have been shielded from deportation. The nation's largest sanctuary jurisdictions, Los Angeles County, California, and New York City, release thousands of criminal illegal aliens every year. Last year, New York City officials released close to 3,000 criminal illegal aliens back into communities. Meanwhile, Los Angeles County officials release up to 100 criminal illegal aliens every day. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.